This is a 106.9 Free FM Sex with Emily podcast. Sex with Emily is live Saturday nights 11 to 2 on 106.9 Free FM.
You are listening to Sex with Emily on Saturday night in San Francisco. We are live, and it's a very sexy night tonight. I'm telling you, full moon, Fleet Week, sex, three Jewish women sitting around talking about sex tonight. Why are all the Jewish women, why are we all in the sex industry, Sahir? Sex therapist, trying to figure it out. Anything here? My mother would love to hear this when she listens. Celeste and Danielle are coaches, sex and intimacy coaches in the Bay Area. We all happen to be Jewish. Celeste?
My theory.
Yes?
Is that, you know, Jews are guilty and Catholics are shameful. So we do it. We just feel bad afterwards. The Catholics aren't even supposed to do it at all. But we get to do it. And then we get to say, oh, I feel so terrible. I can't believe I did it. So,
but we do it anyway.
I feel like we're lucky.
Okay, Elizabeth, what about you? She's on a mic now, but I'm wondering because not a Jew, Jew. What we're all talking about. But it wasn't like my family was sitting around talking about sex in the household. Okay, I'll talk about when I go home for Hanukkah. Okay, anyway, if you're just joining us, Celeste and Danielle are here talking about their courses here, which I want to take every single one of them. Men Become an Extraordinary Lover. They actually have openings tomorrow. They have two spots tomorrow available in their class, teaching men how to be extraordinary lovers. But they're not just going to talk at you. They're actually going to have models there, and you can try out what you learn in the first half of the day. Mm-hmm. And they have tips for men, also courses for attracting and captivating a passionate woman.
Yeah, that's going to be in Good Vibrations on Monday night.
Oh, it is? Okay.
In Berkeley, yeah.
Monday in Berkeley. Okay. You can check all this out on my website, sexwithemily.com. We have a link to their site. It's Celeste and Danielle, danielle.com. Okay. And it's Sex with Emily, 888-500-1069. Do you want to know where the G-spot is? Apparently, that's a very popular question. People, men and women, are looking for it.
Yes.
So we're going to get to that. But first, we're going to talk to Ethan, because he's been holding patiently. Hey, Ethan in Menlo Park. Thanks for calling.
Thanks for taking my call.
Of course.
I really like your show, and I've been listening for a long time.
Thank you.
Reason I'm calling tonight is because you're talking about sex therapy, and I suffered when I was young some sexual trauma at the hands of people that I thought I could trust. So this, as you can imagine, has sort of changed my worldview on things. And I'm wondering, in this day and age, what sort of therapy options are available to someone who's in my situation, because therapy is something I put off for a long time.
Ethan, I'm so glad you called. Thank you for calling and for sharing that and being brave about it. I think Celeste and Danielle might have some ideas for where he could go. And
yes, unfortunately, many people in our culture suffered sexual abuse, and when we work with people who experience and suffered or are sexual abuse survivors, we try to reconnect them with their bodies again, with a more positive way, and help them to feel the body and understand that the body and their sexuality is a life force, and kind of like create new connections in the brain between pleasure and sex, and not pleasure and abuse and pain.
And we also help a lot with learning about healthy boundaries and being in a safe place with another person where boundaries are involved. So we do work
with... So you could work with Ethan, even. Ethan, how does that sound? Have you ever had therapy before?
I have not, and the main reason is I'm married, so that adds an extra level of complexity. And to be honest, it's really, really hurt my marriage once I admitted it to myself and shared this with my wife. And it's possible that we might not be married anymore. So I'm just, I live around the Bay Area here, and so I'm just curious what options I have within the Bay Area to try to get my life back on track.
Okay.
Well, we love to work with couples. I mean, for me, it's almost my favorite to work with couples.
Yeah, they also work with couples. I mean, Ethan, are you thinking you kind of need some one-on-one, and then maybe you could
do
something with your... Okay, well...
My wife is not accepting of therapy at all. She's completely against it, and so that really puts me in a tricky situation.
God, that is tough, Ethan, because that's big of you to even be going forward with it, because it's hard sometimes, I think, when one of the people in the relationship don't think it's good. But I believe everybody needs therapy. Mm-hmm. Always. And it sounds like, you know, that they could maybe help you here. CelesteandDanielle.com. You can go to our website, email them, call
Absolutely,
you.
Absolutely, please.
Yeah.
Either.
Yeah, Ethan, will you do it like Monday? Because it's good that you're calling right now. I mean, it sounds like, you know, it's, time. So.
Definitely.
Okay.
Well, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Ethan. Hang in there, okay? Thanks for calling.
All right. Thanks.
This phone's broken here. Okay. Yeah. Good. Helping people here. Got to do that. James. Okay, phone's broken. We're going to talk to James. Hey, James in San Francisco. Thanks for calling.
Hello?
James, are you there?
Yes.
Hi, James.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good, how are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
Okay.
Question about how could you get your mate into masturbation?
How do you get your mate to... How do you get your mate to masturbate? Like, just alone or in front of you?
That. You would like to watch, is that what you said?
You want to watch.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm going to ask the experts here. Celeste and Danielle, how does he get his partner to masturbate in front of him?
Well, I think one of the wonderful things about watching your partner masturbate is that you really learn how they touch themselves and what turns them on the most. So I think that's one wonderful way to present it to your partner. Like, I want to see... how you do it to yourself so that I can give you the most pleasure possible. That's, I think, one of the best ways to bring it up.
And it's another opportunity to talk about turn-ons and what turn you on and what you like and mm-hmm. develop some kind of conversation about it because,
Yeah, James, have you asked your partner to do it and it's not an option or your partner? Are you with a man or woman?
Woman, of course.
Woman, okay. No, I don't know. I'm just, in San Francisco, you never know. Okay. I can't assume things here. Okay, so you're with your partner and you've asked her before and she says no, or you just don't know how to bring it up, or
yeah, pretty much.
Which one? You haven't brought it up? Okay. Yeah, so is it the kind of thing, I'm sorry, I didn't, James, you have brought it up or you haven't?
I haven't.
Have not brought it up.
No.
Okay. Well, I would. Okay. Did we lose him? I don't know. That wasn't a great connection. Okay. But anyway, it's scary. Like, that's the thing I think a lot of times that people don't even know how to bring it up to their partner, right? The things that they want. So what would you tell him? How would he broach it with his partner he's with, his girlfriend? You just say, hey, so, I'd love to watch what makes you feel good. And
there's lots of shame around sex, and begin talking about it. I just see from people that call me and begin talking about it, just throughout the conversation, they just loosen up. They become so happy that they can freely talk about sex. So when one is brave enough to initiate conversation about sex and just begin talking about it, nicely, like, this is what I want, this is what I desire, that really can help open up the conversation. And
I think everyone, don't you guys feel this too? Everyone wants to talk about it, like, no matter where I'm at, and so must you. Whenever you tell people what you do,
oh yeah,
does the entire party does the entire party turn to your careers and your profession and being sex and intimacy coaches?
Yeah, and you would not believe how quickly people tell you their entire life story and all their sexual problems and hacking in questions after questions after, because it's like the first time they've ever been in front of somebody who's not judging them around their sexuality who they're not concerned about being judged by, and so they just pour their guts out in those situations.
It's true. We're popular, right? Everyone's like, I'm inviting you to every party now, Emily. Like, you have a sex show, but it's everyone wants to talk about it because there's not that much information out there. Mm-hmm.
That's why we're creating our workshops, because we feel there's not enough right and correct and true information about what people do sexually. So it's sex education. People, men usually learn from porn or from their friends that learn from porn. And it's kind of
which is
like,
not accurate information.
Exactly.
Right? It's not accurate. And that's all that they learn. I mean, there's still things that I assume maybe that, we're supposed to look that way and we're supposed to be making that face when I'm having an orgasm and because the porn star is, and yeah, not the case, right? So that's what you.
She's faking it, yeah.
And she's faking it.
I watch porn. I'm like, yeah, that wouldn't turn me on. Nope, that wouldn't do anything. Nope, I wouldn't get off from that. You know, it's like,
it's all camera angles. We're all confused. But what I like about your approach, and you can say this more, is that it really, it starts with it. You have a lot of courses for individuals where you go into your body and you figure out what actually makes me feel good. I mean, it's one thing to have an orgasm. We can all kind of figure that out, hopefully, or you work towards that. But there's so much more that goes into that. So we've talked about men, a lot of the men courses, helping men and women find the G-spot.
Yeah, no, I just want to add one thing to that about, you know, you can get a lot of information about sex, but unless you actually get the opportunity to practice hands-on and get some feedback from somebody, and oftentimes it's really nice to get feedback from somebody who you're not in an intimate relationship with, because you don't feel they're not feeling like they're hurting your feelings, or you're not worried that you're going to do something wrong. And so that's what's really nice about the models in the class. Is that they're just, you know, they're there and they're telling you, okay, this is what turns me on. They translate nonverbal cues, so they'll say, you know, when I do this, it means this. All those kinds of things that men just don't really have a lot of clue about. And they're not in a romantic relationship with them, so they don't have to feel like worried that they're going to hurt each other's feelings or something like that. So I think that's some of the things that the men have really appreciated.
That
about
is so unique. These courses. Okay, I want to go back to this. And so they've never met this woman before. You've men. They take your course. There's two spots open tomorrow. Celeste and Danielle, sex and intimacy coaches in the Bay Area. So, okay, so they're in this course, and that is just. I mean, you have to walk me through this thing so they meet this model. Hello, my name is Bob. And she says, I'm Sue. Mm-hmm. And then does she get naked? How does it work? You got to just walk. I can't even imagine.
You can't even imagine. So
hands-on courses.
Hands-on, yeah. So after the first segment, and we talk more about intimacy and communication, and we help men get to their confidence, too, because it's very important for men to feel confident. If you ask women what women want, they want to have a confident man who knows what he's doing.
Exactly.
You see, you saw it yourself. So in the second half of the workshop, we have women models, and we really teach it stroke by stroke, from hair pulling to ear touch to touch the hands, the body, everywhere, and really give different ideas of how to touch women. And it can be light touch, it can be like a little bit of spanking, all kinds of stuff that can really turn women on. It's going to turn men on too. But they have the opportunity to practice on different models, different strokes, and get feedback. And I think the feedback component is very important, because they really see, and what we like about the models, that we ask them to be truthful to who they are and what they need in different times of the sexual arousal cycle. So they see at the beginning women need like lighter touch, and that later they get like warmer and more aroused, so they need like more stronger touch and like more spanking and more like arousing touch. And so it's very special for them to see how this sexual arousal happened.
So are there, because I've been thinking like some women want to be spanked and some women want their hair pulled, and so it's different for every woman. But if they're learning on this, on one woman who has a particular, like let's say the model in the class that they're learning on, she might be different than his girlfriend or his lover at home. So how do you, it's more like watching her cues in her, so you can tell what feels good. How does that work?
Well, that's the beautiful thing, is that they don't just work with one model. They get an opportunity to work with each of the models in the class, because we have like four different segments that we teach them. And so they have one-on-one time with each of the models, so they get to see how women's sexual arousal is very different, how women's body parts are very different, and how they respond very differently. And I think the thing that amazes some men is that when they haven't had experiences with women where women get very excited or sexually aroused, they don't know how arousing it can be for them and how satisfying it can be for them. And we've had men at the end of the class say, you know, I was so selfish in bed my whole life, and I never realized that when I gave to somebody else, they would, you know, it would turn me on so much, it would excite me so much.
This is exactly, that's what we talked about last week. We had two men on the show, actually, Captain Erotica and Bart Smith. They wrote a book talking about how they know what men, you know, that you can't even imagine once you're pleasing a woman how much it comes back to you. And so these men said they were selfish their whole lives, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it gives back to you in her arousal. That's arousing. And then when she's satisfied, she's much more likely to want to satisfy you.
It's
so
true.
It's a double bonus.
And then because we're just frustrated, we, you know, if we're not sometimes. We do it because we have to. Okay, so these women, do the women's classes have male models?
Yes.
Okay. And how far do they go? in the model class with the models and the men and the women?
All the way through genital touching.
Okay, touching, but they don't actually have intercourse. But they're naked?
No. The men stay clothed. It's just okay. Manual touch that they practice.
Okay. We do demonstrate and talk about oral sex and backdoor sex.
Backdoor sex? So you really, okay, you get into everything.
Yeah, we get into everything. We also have level two class because we figured out that you cannot cover everything in one day. And this is like really how to teach a woman to ejaculate and how
female ejaculation. I saw your course. What's it called? I don't know if we can say all those words, probably. But there's something that you have at Good Vibrations, right? Or it's coming up.
This is another one. This is in October 22nd.
Okay.
So if you take the level one class, you can go to the level two class.
Female ejaculation. Okay. Are you looking for the G-spot? Do you want to find it? We'll be right back. It's Sex with Emily on Free FM. We're taking your calls. What are you looking for? What do you need in bed? Do you want to know how to bring that into your relationship? We'll tell you. We'll be right back. 888-500-1069. How does this sound?
Sex without love is an empty experience.
Yes, but as empty experiences go, it's one of the best.
Being bad feels pretty good.
Oh, that's fantastic.
A little Sex with Emily. Find out every Saturday night from 11 to 2 on 106.9.
Oh, yeah.
Free FM.